You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 19 to 23. And he said, "Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so." Now, before I go into what I want to share with us today, I just want to draw your attention to something that struck my heart some years ago when I came on this passage. And I discovered that he said God sat, and God was asking, "Who shall persuade Ahab?" As in, God, who knows all things, who can do all things, basically called a conference and said, "Please, how shall we do this?" You know, and when I learned that, I said, so as a head in my marriage, I must always, you know, sit down with my wife to consult. If God can consult, who am I as a human being? I don't even know anything. If the one who knows all things can ask his spirit to come up with solution to a problem, why not? So that's why for me, always engaging my wife, sitting her down, asking her, what should we do? How should we address this situation? How should we go about it? It actually came from an understanding of this particular passage. But then what I want us to look as a follow-up to the last podcast is that the goal of false prophet is destruction. And they are always in majority. This spirit said, "I will be a lying spirit." And he says, they will succeed in persuading Ahab to go to war. And the way to destroy Ahab will come through that process. Please, brethren, it is a dangerous thing listening to false prophets, false teachers. They are very many today. They are all over social media. They are all over our TV. They are all over our satellite. Their goal is to destroy you. Please, just look at it from this perspective. Some of you had listened to false teachers for years before God in his mercy finally pulled you back. But do you know that those years have become wasted years? You wish that what God is teaching you now, you wish that you knew it very early. You have to be careful. False prophets, if they cannot ultimately destroy you, they will waste you. They will waste your life. You will not become fully all that God intended for you to become. And they are in the majority. And did you know that Ahab died? He went to this war. Even though there was one prophet, Micaiah, and it was Micaiah who was revealing this. Look at the faithfulness of God. Everything that was planned about the destruction of Ahab was revealed to him by another prophet who is now speaking the truth. But people don't like. They say his message is too harsh. He's too hot. We don't want to hear that one. You know, and a false prophet, we persuade you to do what you want to do. Ahab had desire to go to war against Syria to take back Ramoth Gilead. So he called the prophet. So they knew his mind, and it was so easy for the spirit of lying to invade them so that they can speak what Ahab want to hear. But Micaiah spoke the mind of God, which was contrary to what Ahab want to hear. Ahab want to hear the Lord will bless you. You will prosper. You will blossom. Your visa is settled. Oh, all your children, they are just going to become millionaires. You are going to have money. You are going to go all over the world. It's your time to shine. Those are the things men want to hear. So Satan has raised men to tell them what they want to hear because they have itching ears. He said they will gather unto themselves teachers. They are the one gathering teachers. Can you imagine? So they are having a lot of teachers. But Micaiah was a lonely voice. Be very discerning. Be very careful. Don't think that because company of preachers are all saying the same thing, that necessarily they must be right. It is the word of God that is right. Check the word of God. If what they are saying is not right, don't follow them. False preachers will destroy your life. The goal of this false prophet was to mislead Ahab, to make decisions that will ultimately destroy him. Initially, he will be happy because what they said agreed with the lust in his own heart. But eventually, he will meet his destruction. And that is what is happening. You may be happy now because they are telling you what you want to hear. Instead of telling you that when you wanted to marry, you were disobedient to God and you didn't listen to the Holy Spirit, they are telling you that your husband, your wife is a narcissist. So you too, you bought into that lie. And then you go about, rather than see the terrible mistake you made, you go about saying he's a narcissist. He's a narcissist. Even if he's a narcissist or whatever they like, they want to label people. The issue is that if you marry according to the word of God, do you think you will marry wrong? So they are saying to people what people want to hear. That's what they are telling people. I had a preacher. He was saying, don't tell them the secret of your success. Don't let them know who is helping you. Don't let them know your destiny helper. And I was like, how is this the gospel? How is this the gospel? The Bible completely closed. He was just giving humanistic ideas. And people call him their pastors, their pastors. I know people who can literally die to defend this man. And yet this man is not preaching the word of God. This man is a false prophet. He's one of the false prophets in the land. But people love him. People have embraced him. They could almost die for him. Let me tell you, you may be hearing what you love to hear from him now. But I warn you, the goal of false prophet, false prophecy, false teachings, false pastor is to ultimately destroy you. If you don't repent, if you don't take heed now, that is going to be the ultimate outcome. Don't say that you have not been warned. Don't say that you have not heard. You could see here the spirit. Look at the goal. Look at the goal. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may fall? That he may fall. The goal is to make Ahab fall. If you listen to lying prophet, you will fall. That fall means destruction of Ahab. Destruction of Ahab. But you know, God being merciful, he sent them a true prophet. So they had opportunity to choose life or destruction, but they chose destruction. I pray that you today, you will choose life. It's not by majority, it is by truth. I pray you will choose truth over lies today. In Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email address is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.